It's been a pretty good king salmon run on the lower Kuskokwim River this year, but escapement in the mid-river tributaries is not so impressive. Some are starting to wonder what's happening to the kings between the Kuskokwim Bay and the Kuskokwim tributaries. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
For weeks now, residents in the village of Aniak have been anxious to complete their subsistence fishing for the season. According to Aniak resident Calvin Simeon, most families have now done that.
They're just still smoking and drying. There's about five families that I could see that are still fishing.
Simeon was speaking during the Kuskokwim Salmon Working Group meeting held earlier this week. But Simeon also said that the fishing experience in Aniak was different from those downriver.
I'd say the majority of people I spoke to were really, really concerned about having to fish so hard for so few fish.
Figures from the Alaska Fish and Game Test Fishery show that the king run near Bethel has been adequate, but it is slowing, says Doug Bew.
It looks like the majority of the Chinook salmon are past the Bethel test fishery.
And while many of those fish are still traveling the Kuskokwim, the front end should be reaching fish weirs in Kuskokwim tributaries. Fish and Game has weirs in rivers like the Tuluksac and Kugrugaluk. So far, the numbers of kings passing those weirs are not reflecting the good run lower river fishers have seen. Chris Sheldon monitors the weirs for Fish and Game. He said kings are yet to show up in satisfactory numbers.
They're lagging well behind most years at assessment projects. And we're looking at a year of low abundance, at least as far as these numbers show.
There's still time for those numbers to turn around, but Calvin Simeon of Aniak said from his experience in the mid-river, he doesn't see that happening.
I just have a bad feeling about it.
The Kuskokwim Salmon Working Group discussed what could account for that disparity. Doug Molyneux, a fish and game biologist, says that subsistence catches of kings are increasing.
Chinook salmon seem to be coming up, and that seems to be the one factor that's standing out as being different this year.
Simeon is the mid-river representative. He has been concerned with increasing subsistence catches downriver, but he says that's not the problem this year.
The fact of the matter is that we have had three commercial openings during the peak of the king run in Bethel.
The last commercial opening, fishers hauled in about 770 kings, but for the whole commercial season, the total is more like 7,100. That's about 7 to 9% the amount of kings subsistence users harvest, and Fish and Game says 6-inch gear restrictions limit the amount of big females caught. In the first opening, 87% of the kings were males, and it was 75% for the second opening. But Simeon says even the kings that escape can still be affected by the volume of nets during commercial periods.
A lot of those larger kings that drop out, they die or they don't make it, or their outer skin is, the meniscus layer is so taken off of them that I don't know if they can survive all the way up here.
There is some reason to be hopeful that the numbers could still pick up. Another Aniak resident, Dave Cannon, said that the run could be strengthening there.
It seems that the large female kings have just really showed up in decent numbers.
Coastal Villages Seafood is the only large buyer on the river. They're holding off on any commercial openings now. Stuart Curry cited weather concerns as the main issue, but he said the weir reports also affected their decision.
Obviously concerned about the king run and the return, so at this point it wouldn't hurt to err on the side of being conservative.
Fish and Game says despite the disappointing early numbers, most weirs are still on target to meet the lower end of escapement goals. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.